KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Consumers who have been charged VAT at 15.5% have the option of contacting the supplier to claim back their money. That's according to the director at AGM Tax, Leonard Willemser.
So there's a mechanism that's allowed for by the VAT legislation where customers can ask the relevant supplier to issue them with a credit note. So in other words, let's say they've received an invoice for 15.5% and they've already made payment. Based on that invoice, they can then request that supplier to essentially cancel that invoice by issuing a credit note and be refunded the relevant amount that was overcharged in the form of additional VAT.
The South African Revenue Services vendors that have not implemented the change in rates are expected to charge VAT at 15%. While those that have already implemented the rate change have until mid-May to make the necessary system adjustments. Last week, Finance Minister Enoch Godongwana reversed his decision to raise VAT, effectively nullifying the budget, which was adopted by Parliament. Willem says consumers would need to check their invoices to ensure they're not overcharged.
So I think it's going to be a while, I would say a month or so, where you have to really diligently look at your account statement, look at your invoices that you've received and make sure that you haven't been overcharged. And in the event that you have been overcharged, inform the supplier and make sure that you action the refund process.
A council on the South Coast says the double murder of a man and his 26-year-old son has left the local community shaken. The family is understood to have been targeted by gunmen after their car broke down on the R603 near Adams Mission on Monday. The mother, who's in her 40s, was wounded. Ward 67 councillor Sipilelo Mnyandu has condemned the attack and called for tougher police action against violent crimes in the area.
It's a very bad thing. They will tell you that crime is still escalating in a very bad stretch in our areas. The police must act in that situation. This is not good. We are reaching a stage where we do not have a free South Africa when a family that is driving freely can just be shot to death. It's very bad.
And the UK says it's carried out joint airstrikes on a Houthi target in Yemen. The Ministry of Defence says the military operation with the US was part of the government's response to the group's attacks on international shipping. The Royal Air Force struck buildings south of the capital, Sana'a, which it says were being used to manufacture drones. The Pentagon says it's hit more than 1,000 targets in the latest campaign since mid-March. The Houthi-controlled Al-Misra TV network says the figure, though, includes 68 people who were killed at a migrant detention center. Durban's reaching a high of 26 degrees, Maritzburg 25, Richards Bay 27. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, the new Wallabies coach has been confirmed. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta says his team will need to do something special to beat PSG in Paris in the second leg in the Champions League and Inter against Barca tonight.